Hello and welcome back to another episode of Tea with Auntie. If you're new here, you know how this goes. And for those who just showed up, hit the follow button and share the podcast. First on the docket, we have Anne Marie, the R&B singer. Now, I don't really know much about her music. I Googled her and listened to a few of her songs. I'm not really familiar. I guess she's not that popular because none of the songs that I Google, I don't know. Now, she's out of Chicago. And she was involved in a hotel room shooting on December 1st, honey. The incident happened at the Intercontinental Buckhead Hotel on Peachtree Road in Atlanta. The police report says that the police responded to a shots fired report and found a man with a gunshot wound to the head. The victim, who is 24 years old, was somewhat responsive and answering questions. Child. He was taken to Grady Memorial Hospital in critical condition. Now, the police report says that the woman at the scene, later identified as Anne Marie, the R&B singer, allegedly told the officer that the gun fell off the table and went off. Hitting the victim, Anne Marie was reportedly screaming hysterically and had to be removed from the hotel room. And she kept asking, is the victim okay or dead? She told the officer that the victim and herself grew up together and was there in Atlanta from visiting from Chicago. Anne Marie was booked at the Fulton County Jail for possession of a firearm and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. We hate to see it. Now, I don't know what kind of gun just falls and goes off, why the safety wasn't on. If you don't have knowledge of firearm safety, there's no way you should be fooling around and have it in your possession. I'm guessing they're from Chicago and they're going to Atlanta. They wanted to have some protection on them. We pray that the victim has a speedy recovery. Let's take a short break and we'll be back in 2 and 2. Hey, and we are back. Next up on the docket is Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen announced that she has the COVID-19. Seems like a trend, doesn't it? I mean, we've gotten so used to hearing these celebrities have the COVID now that it's like, oh, okay. It's not newsworthy anymore if you pop up with the COVID. She says she feels fine right now, and anyone who's been around her has been notified and that she's following all the CDC guidelines. The production of The Ellen Show will halt until after the holidays. But that's not the tea. The tea is after they resume production this year in September, on September 21st, with all the toxic working environment allegations. which also included sexual harassment and misconduct on the Ellen Show? The show is now losing advertisers and having difficulty booking A-list celebrities and talent, and suffering a drop in ratings. Yes, we hate to see it, honey. Well, that's all for today, guys. Hit the like button. Remember, you can also hit the follow button. And remember, you can also listen to Tea with Auntie on Spotify, Pocket Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Thanks for listening and share the podcast. Bye.